Women's rugby. Listen to an interview with Non Evans, a Welsh sportswoman. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for questions 1 to 8. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
As someone who had represented Wales internationally in 4 different sports, and one of the country's most famous athletes, Non Evans knew exactly who she was. She was Non Evans the rugby player, Non Evans the judo champion, Non Evans the wrestler, the weightlifter, and the television sports commentator. But after injury forced her into retirement, like many athletes at the end of their career, she began to ask the question, "Who am I?" Non, welcome to the programme. How did you feel when you realised you had to give up your sports career?
I just felt so lost and empty. I couldn't stop crying. What was the purpose in getting up? I was really depressed. I had always had a goal, something to aim for. European Championships, Commonwealth Games, World Cups. Things to work towards. There was always something on the horizon. Suddenly, it stops. You don't know what to do. It's awful. It's the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. Much worse than injuries. When you have an injury, you're determined. You know you'll come back. When you retire, you don't have that.
Have you always had a passion for sport?
I could walk and run before I was a year old. I was a tomboy. I used to pull my older sister around the garden on a tricycle because I wanted muscles. But my family were doctors and teachers. No one really pushed me to do sports.
You had a remarkable sporting career. 87 international rugby matches. A total of 489 points scored for your country. The highest female score ever in world rugby. A remarkable 64 international tries, more than any other woman or man in Welsh rugby. Then you represented Wales in 3 other sports. 2 silver medals in judo, the first woman to compete in 2 different sports at the same Commonwealth Games in 2002, judo and weightlifting, before adding wrestling in 2010.
Yes, any man with a career like that would be worth millions of pounds. I had to work full-time while I did all those things. In women's rugby, we even had to pay for our own transport to matches. Once, at the start of my career, I had to pay £5 a week to the Welsh Rugby Union after they paid my train fare to Scotland. Later, when I was chosen for the World 15 against New Zealand women in 2003, I realised how different things could be. Some players were happy just being chosen for the Welsh team. I wanted us to be the best, so I used to get very frustrated. I tried to talk to the coaches about improving standards, but it was pointless speaking up. 2 women got thrown out of the team for complaining.
What was people's attitude towards women's rugby back then?
It has changed a lot now. I used to get jokes about what I was doing out of the kitchen. I fought hard to get more women's rugby on TV, and now, thankfully, all the matches are broadcast. The standards are high. People think it's improved, but it was good when I played. It's just more visible now.
You've had a lot of terrible injuries during your career.
Yes, More than once, the doctors told me I'd never play again, but I always came back. So many operations, so many broken bones. In the end, a muscle became detached in my leg, and that was the end of my career, unfortunately.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
As someone who had represented Wales internationally in four different sports, and one of the country's most famous athletes, Non Evans knew exactly who she was. She was Non Evans the rugby player, Non Evans the judo champion, Non Evans the wrestler, the weightlifter, and the television sports commentator. But after injury forced her into retirement, like many athletes at the end of their career, she began to ask the question, who am I? Non, welcome to the program. How did you feel when you realized you had to give up your sports career?
I just felt so lost and empty. I couldn't stop crying. What was the purpose in getting up? I was really depressed. I had always had a goal, something to aim for. European championships, Commonwealth Games, World Cups. Things to work towards. There was always something on the horizon. Suddenly, it stops. You don't know what to do. It's awful. It's the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. Much worse than injuries. When you have an injury, you're determined. You know you'll come back. When you retire, you don't have that.
Have you always had a passion for sport?
I could walk and run before I was a year old. I was a tomboy. I used to pull my older sister around the garden on a tricycle because I wanted muscles. But my family were doctors and teachers. No one really pushed me to do sports.
You had a remarkable sporting career. 87 international rugby matches. A total of 489 points scored for your country. The highest female scorer ever in world rugby. A remarkable 64 international tries, more than any other woman or man in Welsh rugby. Then you represented Wales in three other sports. Two silver medals in judo, the first woman to compete in two different sports at the same Commonwealth Games in 2002, judo and weightlifting, before adding wrestling in 2010.
Yes, any man with a career like that would be worth millions of pounds. I had to work full-time while I did all those things. In women's rugby, we even had to pay for our own transport to matches. Once, at the start of my career, I had to pay £5 a week to the Welsh Rugby Union after they paid my train fare to Scotland. Later, when I was chosen for the World 15 against New Zealand women in 2003, I realised how different things could be. Some players were happy just being chosen for the Welsh team. I wanted us to be the best, so I used to get very frustrated. I tried to talk to the coaches about improving standards, but it was pointless speaking up. Two women got thrown out of the team for complaining.
What was people's attitude towards women's rugby back then?
It has changed a lot now. I used to get jokes about what I was doing out of the kitchen. I fought hard to get more women's rugby on TV, and now, thankfully, all the matches are broadcast. The standards are high. People think it's improved, but it was good when I played. It's just more visible now.
You've had a lot of terrible injuries during your career.
Yes. More than once, the doctors told me I'd never play again, but I always came back. So many operations, so many broken bones. In the end, a muscle became detached in my leg, and that was the end of my career, unfortunately.